Blog Talk Radio. The moment. Now is the best time to shape up and win. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life's gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together faithfully to engage on Life's Highway, where I truly believe we're on a divine journey in which God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose so that you may fulfill your destiny. What an honor. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise, and we have our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey of purpose to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? Well, you're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday. You are working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Each episode of Motivational Monday is truly rich and insightful. We encourage you to take advantage of our on-demand video library. And we want you to know that if you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online for your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4, and the letter U. Again, we encourage you to take advantage of our on-demand library. Allow me to set up the framework of today's program. I'm so excited that you have opted to tune in today, and I'll be sharing with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming. You know, and then we're going to open up our program for your audience participation, at which time we truly do welcome your questions, your comments around today's subject. This always lends to a very interactive and rich environment, which we absolutely love. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, don't be shy. Chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Master Motivators, yours truly, Master Motivator Coach Adam, it's time to shape up and win. Anybody out there looking to shape up? Well, today is your day. But before we jump into the richness of today's topic, we ask that you support us and take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's program with you. Allow your social media juices to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, go old school, send an email, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. I think you get it right. Bottom line, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. If you don't already have your pens, notepads, tablets, laptops, desktops, whatever you need to capture notes around the richness that will be shared, I encourage you to grab it very quickly because we are getting ready to do a deep dive right on in. Today in our Shape Up series, we're talking about maximize the moment. Maximize the moment. You know, the reality is that each and every one of us, we are spiritual beings that are having a human experience. You may have already heard that statement. And the question raised is, how are you living your human experience? How are you living your human experience? Are you maximizing the moment? And that is the question. Are you maximizing the moment? Because if you're not maximizing the moment, then you're missing a great opportunity. And so I want to share with you some thoughts around maximizing the moment. Well, the first thing I want you to understand that this maximizing the moment, it really is about taking the time to search for purpose. If you're not already living a life on purpose, then you need to tap into your passions and find your purpose. You know, I've shared this statement before, the feedback from a Gallup poll, and whenever I hear it, it's like a wow for me that 85% of people don't like what they do. It's been stated that 85% of don't like what they do. And you may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, you know, why are you sharing this with me? It doesn't apply to me. But the reality is that if 85% of the people don't like what they do, we have a large majority of the people moving around every day and they don't like what they're doing. And that's why this search for purpose, it's so key. It's so significant, and I can't mention it enough. If you tuned in before, as you know, this is a part of the core of the curriculum information that I share because of the insight and wisdom that I've gleaned based on my journey. You see, the reality is that I truly know what it feels like to be in that 85%. You know, many that listen in regularly, if you're tuning in for the first time, I have an extensive background in real estate. I'm a former licensed realtor for the state of California. And, you know, I got out of high school and I got into real estate finance. And that's really interesting that I chose the finance side because I don't really like numbers. But yet I chose the real estate financing side. And so I began to grow in this industry. But what drew me to the industry, and this is the thing, it was not passion, it was not purpose. Being transparent with you, the number one reason why I got in real estate is because I was in the industry right out of high school. I was working for a mortgage lender, and I was working around a lot of people. Can I get real with you today on this Motivational Monday? I was working around a lot of people that were making a lot of money. So when I made the decision to get licensed and transition to another level, it wasn't about purpose. It wasn't about passion. It was all about the Benjamin. It was all about the money and the money for the things, the acquisition, acquiring the things. But I have since grown to realize this importance of the search for purpose. And that's why every platform that I have, this is the core of my messaging. Yes, I'm going to give you other tools and different things around this. But the basic foundation of maximizing any moment that you find yourself in is understanding that this search for purpose is so key. Because this search for purpose puts us on the pathway of the very reason why we were created. And so because I know what it feels like, being that square peg trying to fit into a round hole, you see, that square peg was not designed for that space. And because that square peg was not designed for that space, there is constant friction. But yet many of us are square pegs, and we're trying to fit in round holes. We're trying to fit in spaces that we were not designed for. And we're constantly banging and banging, and there's friction and clanging because we're trying to squeeze ourselves into an area that we ultimately were not designed for. And so this search for purpose, we can't get away from it. Many would love to put their head in the sand like the ostrich and say, oh, I don't want to go there. I don't want to have to dig in, because it definitely requires that if you don't know what it is, you have to take the time to go on a journey of discovery. But I can tell you now that if you're feeling frustrated, if you're easily irritated by your boss or the people that you work with and so on and so forth, I don't care. It's the littlest thing, and you can talk about them and you can find fault in all of that, and you constantly are coming from a negative place, you may want to step back and reevaluate. Am I in the right space? Am I a square peg trying to fit into a round hole? Because if so, that's why you're feeling that friction, and that's why you are struggling and you're really beating your head up against the wall and you're feeling so frustrated because you're just like, I don't get it. They don't get me and I don't get them, because you're not in the right space. And so this search for purpose, tapping into your passions, is so key. I want to share with you a little story from when I was in real estate, because I started the story and I want to build on the story for you. I got into real estate for the wrong reasons. I can say that now, being transparent. It was all about the money, as I stated earlier. And I got into this industry because I was around people that were doing extremely well. And I'm telling you, it was, you know, that season of Rain Man. The money was raining, it was flowing, and it was just, they were doing it. They were making it happen. It was very attractive. But I remember one of my later transactions in the industry, close to the close of my season. And it was a big real estate boom. And I took an application, and some of you may have heard this story before. Bear with me. I'm going somewhere, and I have so much more richness to share with you, but I want to lay the foundation for those that may not know this story. And so I'm taking this application, and I remember the wife saying, you know, Shania, we so appreciate that you are so into our lives. I mean, we so appreciate it. But we're just trying to refinance our home. That's what we're trying to do right now. That's all we're trying to do is refinance our home. On the flip side of that, now knowing who I was created to be, remember I said, don't be that square peg trying to fit into a round hole. Be that square peg fitting perfectly in the square hole. Find that right fit. And so in retrospect, when I took my time to go on my journey of discovery, what I realized from that moment that has happened, oh my gosh, over 25 plus years ago now, if my calculations are right, long time ago. But I remember this story because it was so significant and key on my journey of connection, of purpose. And I remember so clearly afterwards, in retrospect, that in essence, what she was saying to me, she was saying, you're trying to coach us. You're trying to coach our lives. And we're just trying to get this real estate loan. And the reason why I can say that I can see that now is because that's how I'm wired. Wherever I go, instantly, the coach comes out in me. You know, it's so interesting. I was having a conversation with someone a few weeks ago, and she was saying, you know, I don't want the coach. Well, the coach is in me, and if you don't give me the disclosure, she just kind of comes out because it's not a hat that I put on. It's who I am. It's who I was created to be. And so when I'm sharing with you this importance of the search for purpose, and that you would not be in that 85% of people who don't like what they do, this is the best thing that you can possibly do. Because one thing that I can say, oh, wow, without one of the most important days in my life was that very day that I tapped into why I was created. Because before that, I felt like I was going against the flow. I, you know, had no peace. I had no rest. I was just so frustrated. Now, I'm not saying that life is without challenge being on the other side. But the difference is I'm no longer that square peg trying to force its way into a round hole, square peg trying to force its way into a round hole. I'm not trying to go against the grain of the flow of the river. I'm now going with the flow. I'm now the square peg fitting perfectly in the square hole, the round peg fitting perfectly in the round hole. I am in alignment with the position that I was designed for. And I'm very passionate about this, because I want that same thing for you. And so we're looking at maximizing the moment. This maximizing the moment starts with this search for purpose. If you already know what it is, you're ahead of the game. I'm so excited for you. Now it's about moving to another level. And so this moving to another level is about elevating to the next level. I'm saying to elevate to another level, and you've heard, it's time to level up. Elevating to another level means that I have to be okay with stretching out of my comfort zone and moving to the next level. You know, what I've grown to realize to be true is that it is so easy to be average. Yes, I said it. It is so easy to be average. But I tell you, it's a lot of work to be above average. Easy to be good. But it's a lot of work to go from good to great, to elevate to another level. Why? Because that elevation requires you to do some things, huh? That others are not willing to do. You know, think about this season that we're in. We're in the midst of a progressing pandemic. We've been here since about March or thereabouts, in the midst of social unrest, in the midst of whatever you may be dealing with personally and going on in your life, high unemployment rate, all of what's happening, the climate is intense. And so you may be sitting there thinking, Coach Adams, you, girlfriend, you do not have a clue. You're talking about elevate to the next level. this is the perfect time to dig in. If you're not maximizing this moment, you're missing the opportunities that are contained within this season. Because if you can maximize this moment to search out your purpose, to do what you need to do to position yourself for the elevation to the next level, allowing yourself to be stretched out of your comfort zone. See, once you tap into your purpose, it's going to reveal to you something that you probably didn't think about doing. I know for me, what I'm doing today, I had no desire to do this. I didn't even see this as an option for me, to be honest with you. The speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach, I did not, that was not something that I said, woohoo, I want to do that. Being transparent with you, quite frankly, I ran from the speaker. And I ran from the speaker. For me, and I had heard this stated at the time when I was on my journey of discovery, that people would rather die a painful death by fire than to stand and speak before a group. And in my ignorance, I said, yes, give me that. I thank God. Woo, thank you, Jesus. I thank God that he didn't give me in my ignorance what I was speaking. But you see, what I was speaking was from a place of uncertainty, unknown, fear, insecurity, all of that stuff. But when I finally got to the place of feeling sick and tired, of being sick and tired, and some of you are there right now. You're sick and tired of being sick and tired. But if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired enough, guess what? You are right in the prime position for change. And that's exactly where I was. That's what took me on the journey of discovery in making the connection that I made many years ago now. But so I saw myself as a real estate mogul. I didn't see this person that I am and who I've grown to be. Now, please don't misunderstand. I fully embrace the purpose and the call, and I am grateful. As I stated earlier, one of the most important days of my life was the day that I tapped into and got the aha of who I am today. I remember being introduced, actually, to Toch University. I was in property management at the time, and I had an associate, a fellow manager, and she said, wow, I really think that this is who you are. And, you know, it's interesting because oftentimes people can see in us something that we don't see, because I didn't see it. But they were having a free teleconference call, Coach University. And I said, you know, let me tune in to this call. Let me listen, because I respected her. She was so passionate about the fact that she was saying, I know you don't see it, but please trust me. I'm telling you, just do this call. I thank God for her today, because that was the start of my journey, of me getting the awakening of who I am today. And so when I was on that call, as I stated, one of the most important days in my life that brought me such great joy was when I tapped into what I was created to do. Because prior to that, I was frustrated. I was like, well, what? Nothing's working. Nothing's coming together. I'm struggling. What? I was there. I was really there. And so when I did this free teleconference with Coach University, it was like a halogen light went on that was so bright. It was illuminating. And I knew that's what you were created to do. I didn't have a title for it. I didn't know anything about it. I started to dig in and get the information around it. And I thought, yes, this is it. And so I began to sharpen the skills and do what I needed to do. I share that in association with what we were talking about elevating to the next level and stretching out of your comfort zone. When I tell you who I am today and what I do, it's a constant stretch out of my comfort zone. You may be thinking, oh, Coach Adams, you're putting a lot on it. No, I'm not. I've surrendered to God's will. Because at my core is an only child who's a loner. She's an introvert, and she's very reserved. So to stand up and speak before people, that's not her. It's a constant stretching out of her comfort zone. And I know that to move to another level, I have to continue to stretch. I thank God for my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth of Boss the Movement and Vertical Leap, because there's a quote that Coach Al Hollingsworth speaks. He says, faith requires that you grow comfortable in being uncomfortable. You see, I'm a woman of faith, so I can embrace that. And once I really got the significance of that, requires when you're on a journey of faith, faith requires that you grow comfortable in being uncomfortable. Why? Because faith, it's not a logical journey. Every I is not going to be dotted and every T is not going to be crossed. You have to step out on your belief, and it's quote-unquote blind faith that you're moving on, but trusting God to take you where he designed you to go. And so this elevating to a next level and stretching out of your comfort zone is so key. As I stated, it's easy to be average. Have you gotten comfortable in being average? Have you lost the tension in where you are and where you really want to go? Because I think it was Robert Schuller, this is a quote of his, that if you knew you wouldn't fail, what would you do? If you're not doing that, I challenge you. Make the decision today to say, enough already. Speak to yourself. I'm no longer going to settle and just exist. I want to live. Because the reality is, if you're in that 85% of people that don't like what they do, that the Gallup poll is speaking about, you're just existing. And I would far rather be a participant on the field of life, on the court of life, making mistakes and all of that, but the vibrancy of the game. And life is this beautiful game. Are you enjoying it? Are you maximizing the moment? How has your experience been so far? If you don't like where you are, it's okay, because you have an opportunity to shift and change. But I want to encourage you that as we continue on maximizing the moment, I want to encourage you to appreciate the moment. Embrace the fullness of your journey, no matter where you are. Embrace the journey with a grateful heart. Because what I've grown to realize is that nothing happens by accident. It's all pre-designed. It really is. And so if we can come from that position in that place, we navigate through the journey differently. You know, today I was listening to one of my favorite songs by James Fortune, a biblically based song. Again, I've already established that I am a woman of faith. And so I'm sharing with you what works for me. If it doesn't work for you, that's okay. Principles are universal. Take what you can and what you can't. Don't worry about it. I'm not trying to force my belief. I'm just sharing with you what I've grown in the wisdom of. And so this song is one of my favorites. 2 Peter 1:3 tells us that God has given us everything that we need for life and the goodness through all knowledge, everything that we need because of who he is, the great I am. I'm just giving you the skinny of the song. And so today I was in a moment of struggle. And sometimes it happens. You know, you got to recover. And I was like, wow, I felt like at times I'm not doing enough. I'm not getting the fullness of the yield, the end result that I desire. can I be real on a Motivational Monday? But I know how to tap back into my power. And so I put my song on, one of my songs that really just, woo, it takes me there. And I stepped back as I'm sharing with you this significance of truly, I'm not saying on the surface, but truly appreciating the moment, that we have to embrace the fullness of it. I had to step back and I said, you know what? Regardless of where I am in this moment today, I need to pause and be grateful because I have everything that I need. I really do have everything that I need. I may not have all of my wants, and Coach Adams has some great taste, so she has some great wants, but all of my needs are more than met. And so when I settle in on this song by James Fortune, I am, and having and recognizing that I have all that I need, because what I've grown to realize, how we view things is how we do things. Many of us get into this downward spiral because of our point of view. You know, we're constantly looking at the glass half empty, what you don't have, half empty, woe is me, instead of appreciating what you do have. And so that's why this was so significant, because of realizing we have to appreciate every moment. You know, right now with where we've been with COVID-19 and all of what has been going on, so many people have lost their lives. So many people are suffering. So many people have gone through hardship and everything. Don't you dare take the life that you have for granted. Don't you dare do it. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, you're really fired up. Yes, I am. Because the breath in our body, we can't take it lightly or for granted. You know, last week my uncle was admitted into the hospital because of breathing issues. And I know in that moment he was crying out, "Ooh, Lord, let me breathe." The very things that we take for granted. I'm saying pause and appreciate. I know it's been tough. I know it has been. I'm in process with you. I'm an entrepreneur. I had events cancel and various things and so on and so forth. So please know that I'm not on this island and I don't have a clue. I'm not independently wealthy as of yet. It hasn't fully manifested. I'm good. But I'm not fully where I desire to be. I'm grateful that, again, all of my needs have been met and are being exceeded in this season. I don't take that lightly, though. I don't take it for granted, because I know that it's only by God's grace that I'm being sustained. And so I want you to know that maximizing the moment is taking the opportunity to pause and appreciate the moment. We have to appreciate the good with the not so good. So wherever you are on your journey, know that you need to pause and take the time to appreciate the fullness of your journey, no matter where you are. I know it may be rocky, but know that this too shall pass. Life is about seasons, and all seasons change. Yes, they do. The other thing that we must do to maximize the moment, as we're in our Shape Up series today on Motivational Monday with Coach Adams, and I thank you so much for tuning in, presented by Inspired Media for you. We talked about the importance of searching for purpose, that search for purpose, and getting clear on what is it that I've been created to do, because each of us has a purpose. Life is all about purpose. Something as simple as a water bottle serves a purpose. Something like water serves a purpose. Something like the cap on the water bottle serves purpose. Everything serves purpose, the cycle of life. So everything has a specific purpose. And the key is tapping into that. So search for purpose as you maximize this moment. Elevate to the next level. This elevation means to stretch out of your comfort zone, but for some of you, it may be stretching and elevating your thinking, elevating your thoughts, your mind. It may be stretching to try something that you never thought you would do before, like my stretch from real estate, which I knew like the back of my hand. That I knew. But moving into this realm of coaching, teaching, and speaking over 25 years ago, I didn't know that. That was new. It was uncomfortable. I had to stretch out of my comfort zone so that I would be able to be in a position to level up to the next level. That leveling up may look different. That elevation may look different for each and every one of us. But the key is to really get ourselves in position. And the way that we position ourselves is we allow ourselves to be stretched out of our comfort zone. Because if we stop allowing ourselves to stretch, we shrink and contract, and eventually, figuratively speaking, we will die. And some of you, you have stopped stretching, and you're feeling dead. And so today may be your day to stretch and take a risk. It's so vibrant. I encourage you, do it. Remember I said, one of the best days of my life is when I found out the purpose of why I was created. When I made that connection, now my life has significance and meaning. The same is true for you. Allow your life to have meaning if you haven't tapped into it. Don't be blind to it. Don't be afraid to stretch. Appreciate the very moment that you're in. I appreciate each and every one of you that have tuned in to Motivational Mondays today. I don't take it lightly or for granted that you're here. I mean, it's a Monday. You could have been doing anything during this hour of empowerment, but I thank you for being here. I truly do appreciate you. Why? Because with you here, I'm able to fulfill my assignment as a master motivator, empowering you on your journey, hopefully giving you thoughts and tools that you will now move to another level on your journey. And speaking of moving to another level, one of the areas that many of us miss it is that we fail to have the right strategies in place. We fail to plan. We think, I'm just going to enjoy the journey. I'm not going to plan a thing. I'm not going to have a plan. Why? Because success is, you know, it's an accidental thing. It's just going to happen. Well, we have no control over when success happens. But one thing that I know to be true is that we have to have a plan. We have to have a blueprint of where we desire to grow. What is your target? Whatever that target is and where you are, there is a gap. How will you close that gap? It's the strategies that we have in place that put us in position to now be able to close that gap and to set ourselves up for success. We have to be consistent daily in closing that gap. So we have to be intentional and consistent taking the steps that we need to take to close that gap. But if you just do your due diligence, as my mentors would say, if you just are faithful, you're going to get there eventually. It's in our lack of faithfulness that we miss it because we're not on the journey. We're not establishing the right habits. We're not establishing the right daily routine. We're not in motion. Many of us have gotten stuck. You're in quicksand right now, and you don't know how to get out. And you're hoping somebody comes by with a rope or something that can help to pull you out. And so you're stuck where you are. And so you have to now strategically think about, how am I going to get out of this mess? Whatever that mess may look like for you. But you don't have to stay there. You're not a victim. Let me say it again. You're not a victim. The question raised is, what will you do differently today so that you can get different results? Because insanity has been stated that it's doing this over and over and over and over
and over
and over and over and over, like the little hamster on the wheel, over and over and over, and expecting different results. Well, the different results are not going to come until you break the cycle and do something differently. What is it that you're going to do differently? That doing something differently comes in the plan. A part of why you're not achieving your goal is because you don't have a plan. Don't hate the messenger. I know you're like, ouch, she stepped on my toe. She drove up my driveway. She's knocking on my door. Believe me, as a coach, I know. I struggle with it myself. I'm still in process. But you have to have strategies in place. You have to have a plan. Even if you have to reshift that plan, you have to have something outlined. If you were to take a moment right where you are, I don't care where you are. You can be outside or in right now. You can be in the car wherever you are. If you take the time to look around the space that you're in, someone had to come up with each and every detail that you see. Be it you're sitting in it, in your nice luxury car, I don't know, or you're outside, someone had to do the landscaping, or you're in your home, you're looking at the structure, the doors, the knobs, the light fixtures, the decorations, all of that. Someone had to create a blueprint for all of that. Life is about having strategies in place that become the roadmap for where you're going. That's how you close the gap. You may not know all of the details on how you're going to get there, but at least start the process and allow this wonderful tool named Google to become your friend. And as you begin to move and put it in the atmosphere, guess what's so awesome? Somebody is already there waiting to connect with you who has the skill set that you need. But you just have to move on it. And so I encourage you today to move on it. So we have to, number one, search for purpose. We have to elevate to another level. We have to appreciate the moments, each moment of life. Appreciate them. Don't take them for granted. We have to strategize. We have to have a plan. You know, if we don't plan, the failure to plan, we have failed. We have planned to fail. If you don't already have a plan, you've already set yourself up to fail because you need the plan to at least start to move in the direction of your target, start to stepping it through and getting those action steps in alignment. But if you don't have the plan, you've already lost. It's not going to just accidentally happen. It's not just going to come together. But that plan allows you to begin to move and close that gap. You know, you have to own where you are and you have to grow. We have to grow to another level. You can't get comfortable where you are. You know, a few weeks ago, I saw the docuseries, The Last Dance, based on the Michael Jordan story and the Bulls dynasty. And the one thing, and I took so many lessons from the docuseries, but one of the things that stood out for me was that they never got comfortable in being champions. Michael Jordan never got comfortable in being champion. Rightfully so. He could have settled in on, hey, I'm a champion. Wow. And just got comfortable right in there. Did the chicken circuit, as one would say. I'm a champion. Don't you know I'm the champion bull? I'm Michael Jordan. Never got comfortable. It was always about how can we grow and be better. So you have to own where you are, and you have to be open to growing. To own where you are, you must first be honest with where you are. You have to locate yourself, like the navigation system. You put in the address of where you want to go, and if you happen to veer off, it's going to bring you back. You have to know where you are. But this knowing where you are and owning where you are, because where you are today, it's a direct result of what you have done or not. Ouch! It's a direct result, what you have done or what you have not done. You can't be mad at the other person because their grind is greater. They're more faithful. They appear to be further along. Life is not about comparisons, but we do it. And you get upset and you're hating, but you're not willing to do what they have done. You're not willing to sacrifice. You're not willing to establish great habits. You're not willing to discipline yourself. But if you own where you are, you have to take responsibility. Again, you're not a victim. For where you are, this locating yourself is so that you have the awareness, which is so key, on your journey of where you are and be transparent with yourself. I often quote Shakespeare, "To thine own self be true." Be true to you. When you look in the mirror and you're looking at just you, are you pleased with the journey that you're on? Can you be transparent and open and honest with you on the journey? You, if you can't, you got to get your head out of the sand. You cannot be that ostrich. You know, that ostrich has his head in the sand, but the ostrich is still vulnerable. His backside and everything is fully exposed, but he has his head in the sand thinking he's protected. He's not protected. He's more vulnerable because he's unaware. He doesn't have the awareness. And so this owning where you are and having the openness, the willingness to grow, never getting comfortable on your past successes, constantly growing, developing, becoming better, but being clear on where are you? What is the gap that I'm looking to close? And being honest with yourself. The other is that never quit. It's amazing how quickly time flies, and I want to hear from you, but I wanted to give you this one before I open up the lines. Never quit. Leverage every opportunity, even now. If you just stay in it and not quit, guess what? You have the edge on others because others have shut down, they've quit. You know, in my coaching practice, I have this beautiful light, and I love her statement, and I reference it often. She said that she sees this time as a great gift that God has given, because it's given her the gift of time to focus on her, to grow, to develop, to move to another level. How do you see this season? How are you maximizing this moment? Ooh, this is a great time to hear from you. This is a time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your thoughts. What are you taking away from what we're talking about today on Maximize the Moment? If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. You got to jump in the queue quickly. Press 1 to add yourself. Meanwhile, I'm going to go ahead and continue to share with you, but I would love to hear from you. So get in the queue. Don't be shy. Jump right on in there. I love it. We have a caller in the queue. Area code 214. Last 4 digits, 163. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your thoughts or question?
Well, good evening, Coach. I am always just totally inspired by all that you give to us, the listeners, each Monday evening. I mean, it's just such enrichment for our lives that if we are open to receive, we have a lot to take away. And one of the things I wanted to say, it really touched me in it when you said earlier that you were having a conversation with someone and they said to you they didn't want a coach. Well, I wanted to just take that word coach and turn it into a spiritual realm, because as a life coach, you are chosen and purposely chosen and given much wisdom. And when you're given all of this great wisdom from God, people have to receive it because it will advance them forward and they can gain much knowledge from you. It's, give an instruction to a wise man and he will be yet wiser. If you teach a just man, he will increase in his learning. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy things is understanding what knowledge and wisdom that God has given you, and each week you give that to us. And understanding our purpose, I think some may come into that revelation of understanding their purpose, but they don't know how to step forward or move forward in that. Would you agree with me, or what are your thoughts? Because I believe that once you realize what your purpose is in life, that you should begin to immediately build a community around you, because that's what you said. You began to go off into the coach university. You got under mentors, who've inspired you and pushed you forward in your aspirations once you understood what your purpose is. So do you agree with that, or what would be your suggestions to get them moving beyond the discovery of their purpose?
Wow, I thank you so much for that question, and that is so good and rich. And thank you for the honor and love and being truly a faithful listener here on Motivational Mondays and always engaging. I want you to know that I don't take your engagement lightly or for granted, but I truly am grateful, and I so appreciate it. But to get to your question, and I do agree with you that it's so important to have around you, as I love to say, circling the wagons around you with key people, mentors, your coach, different people that can support you and become that circle of trust, that circle of love for you. I often reference the movie Meet the Fockers. For those that are familiar with the Robert De Niro character, talked about the circle of love. One of the things that I have to say transparently, that I have been able to navigate through this season of difficulty and crisis better because of the individuals that are circling the wagons around me. Honestly, I'm so grateful for my mentors, Al and Hattie Hollingsworth of Boston Movement and Vertical Leap, my Bishop Kenneth C. Omer and First Lady Tagata Omer, my leadership partner in John C. Maxwell, and a host of other people that have circled the wagons around me. So, yes, beyond the discovery, it is so important to find someone that's doing what you desire to do. Connect with that person. Align with that person. Get a coach on your team, because your dream team is so important. Get the right people in your circle. I trust that that answers your question, and I thank you for that. And, yes, you're so right, and I share with you that it's so important who you have in your circle. Any other thoughts?
Thank you, Coach. Very well put. Thank you.
Oh, you're so very welcome, and it looks like we have another caller, and I thank you again. If you can hit 1 to take yourself out of the queue, I'm going to go to our next caller, area code 310-8171. You're live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment?
All right, I'm on with Coach Adams. Hello, Coach Adams.
Well, hello there. How are you? Thank you for being here.
Oh, well, I'm doing perfect, perfect, and thank you for having me. Number one, just want to tell you what an awesome, awesome experience tonight has been for me. I do have a question for you. You talked about how you were speaking to a couple and they wanted you to refinance the home, but you started motivating them and they kind of pushed back on you. My question to you would be, number one, how did you feel when she actually said that to you? Was there any shrinkage? And then two, how did you get to the place where you said, nope, that's it, I'm going to cut out doing real estate and financing to focus on this vision that God has given? This is what I'm going to do.
Ooh, I love it. Two great questions. And I didn't shrink because I didn't have a title for it yet. So in the capacity of why I was there, I got why they said what they said because I didn't have the awareness at that time. So I didn't shrink because I didn't know what I didn't know. You know what I mean? It was like, oh, okay, no problem. I mean, there was nothing that I could do with that because at the time I was in real estate finance. I was there to do the refinance on their home. I didn't have the title of coach at the time. But in my discovery, I was taken back to that moment as a reminder of, see, this is who you were created to be. And even when you were in real estate, you were doing it, but you didn't have a title for it. And so for me, that was so key. That was, you know, it was like, yeah, I can't be wounded by that because I didn't know. And so being on the other side, I'm so grateful that I'm on the other side. Does that answer your question concerning that piece right there?
Absolutely, it does. Absolutely.
And then the second piece, give me the skinny one more time. I want to make sure I'm not missing it because it was good too.
You got it. How did you get to the point where you made a decision to go after your vision, what God has called you to, and said, nope, I'm going to leave real estate behind, all of this, making this big money behind, to focus on the vision?
I wanted to make sure that I heard the fullness of your question. And again, another great question. So I was in real estate, and try to make a long story short. I was in real estate full time, 100% commission. I say that because if the deal doesn't close, guess what? I don't get paid. And I worked with this individual for about 6 months. Oh, my gosh, I helped this person clean their credit. I helped them to get approved and processing of the loan. I helped them to find the property, connected them to a realtor. I'm saying I was involved for 6 months. Again, if I don't close the deal, what happens? No money. I don't get paid. So the loan is ready to close, according. But what happened was, at the time, the industry had shifted, and they were shifting, but it was just coming out that they used to take people's taxes at face value. But then because there was so much fraud, they began to now say, we're going to get your taxes electronically as a backup from the IRS. But they were doing it randomly. And so this person, I had no idea of this, no knowledge of this. It's ready to record. I'm excited. I haven't gotten paid. I've been working with them for 6 months. I'm like, yes, it's that recording. The loan got pulled because they pulled his taxes from the IRS, and it was fraudulent. And it was that moment that I said, wait a minute, I need to step back. I need to really go on a journey of discovery and figure out what is it that I've been created to do. That was like the straw that broke the camel's back. There were other situations that happened, but that one was like I was questioning my integrity because of being licensed and all of that. I went to my broker and I said, you can hold my license, but I need to figure out what I'm supposed to do. And so it was that caused me to go on a journey of discovery. And as I began to go on the journey of discovery, then God illuminated who he created me to be. And now it's just been history. I've been at different levels, fighting to pursue that in him every chance I get. And that's who I am. I thank you. Does that answer your second question? That was good.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. It gives me a lot of things to think about. Thank you.
Oh, and I thank you so much, caller. I really appreciate your engagement. Oh, my gosh, it is so crazy. If you can hit 1 to remove yourself from the queue as well. It's so crazy how quickly time flies. Now, what you did not know, our global listening audience, as we close out today, what I shared with you was an acronym. Many of you, and I didn't open with that because, you know, I like to be the acronym queen. So I gave you an acronym that each of those steps that I shared with you, it's season. S, search for your purpose. E, elevate to the next level. A, appreciate the moment. S, strategize. O, own where you are and grow. N, never quit. And so I want you to know that I don't want you to stop focusing on your goals. Don't lose focus on your goals. Whatever it is that you're doing, if you need to get different results, guess what? You need to make a shift. We talked about that. If you want more information about a one-on-one coaching partnership, oh, my gosh, perfect time for that right now. Give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on various levels, and I don't want to hold you longer than we need to since we're right there at our time. I'm going to close it out. I want you to know we can continue the conversation through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. So if you're not already a member, it's an open group. Just simply ask to be a part of the group. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. I'm so honored and humbled that you were here today. I'm going to leave you with this, and you know my little jingle. What is it? My slogan, I coach and you win.